much. Go ahead.
All right. So we have very little time. I'm told we have 2 hours, and we have to compress it down into 15 minutes, so we'll do what we can. My name is Michael Windsor. I am the co-founder of a project named Alpha Omega, and this is?
Pierre Ponchery, security engineer with the FreeBSD Foundation.
Perfect. We have but one mic between the two of us, so we will do that. So every time we talk about software supply chain security, we have to put this slide up here. There's always nuances to understanding this, because what most people don't understand is that they're actually at the top of this thing, and they have no relationship to the things at the bottom, and so they can't fix them if their lives depend upon them. So open source, supply chain security, security is hard. And we'll talk about some of the ways it's hard. That depth of the dependency graph, it's not just deep, it's entangled. It's hard to move things around. It's hard to cause change. There are a lot of humans. Humans are hard. They're complicated. They have motivations. They have priorities. Right. And over the past several years, we've seen an increased sophistication of attacks that are taking advantage of supply chain attacks. Why? Because it's the easiest path in now, which should be scary. So Alpha Omega is a project that was created with the mission of catalyzing sustainable security improvements to open source across multiple ecosystems. We've been doing this now for about three years. When we think about the problem, Alpha represents points of leverage, where we can go in and make changes that will have lasting impact across entire ecosystems. But there are also hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of projects that are not directly reachable or even influenceable and still represent dependencies in your supply chain. And remember this, every piece of supply chain, every dependency you have has total access to your build environment and total access to your runtime environment. So it doesn't matter how small or critical or how big or not important it is, it has access, and if it gets attacked, you get attacked. So over the past 3 years, Alpha Omega's raised a ton of money. We've spent a lot of money. We've made engagements with teams where we're doing audits. We hire people to have security engineering roles. Our work breaks down into four categories. Probably the most significant effort we do is making it someone's job to worry